Hello, everyone. This is Steve Nelson from BreakpointTrades.com, and this is the Tuesday, February the 14th newsletter. Before I begin, I'll give everybody a quick happy Valentine's Day wish, and I'll do my best to get through the newsletter in a timely fashion. So let's look at the table of contents. As always, I'll begin with a general market analysis. Then I'll review some select sectors, move on to the U.S. dollar, also a few select commodities, glance at precious metals, gold, silver, and then look at GDX. I've also got a chart of GDXJ. And then I'll review some of the standout trade ideas recently. Most of these have been put out by Matt since he did the weekend newsletter and last night's newsletter. And then I'll offer a few new setups. I will say that the market is even further stretched now. In particular, if you look at the NASDAQ, the QQQ, they've been up 8 straight days. So again, we'll respect the trend as always, and we'll play a trigger on the best setups. But we got to be mindful that when you're extended away from the moving averages, the risk reward is not as attractive as it is coming out of a consolidation period like we had last week. So just keep that in mind and be nimble. And should the market give us a signal, at least shorter term, to reverse, then adhere to those signals. All right, so let's move on and see what transpired today by looking at table two. So you can see fractional gains across the board in all the major indexes. This continued the recent run-up. We broke out of that range, remember, late last week. Had follow-through, important follow-through on Friday, again Monday, and a little further today so far. Pardon me. If we look at market sectors, here we have a mixed bag. Let's look at the strongest sectors to begin with. OIH up nearly 1.6%. Financials really led today's advance. Banks up 1.83%. Financials up 1.16%. What else was strong? Biotech up 1.68%. In fact, the whole healthcare group had a pretty strong day. As you can see, drugs and healthcare up roughly 0.75%. We also saw some strength in telecom. Again, brokers within the financials. General technology was up 0.33%, but the semis were actually down 0.33%. Also lagging today was real estate, home builders, utilities. A lot of the interest-sensitive areas came under a little bit of pressure today, as did TLT. If we move down to the currency area, we see the dollar continued its recent bounce. It is up about 0.25% today and nearly 0.5% so far this week. If we move down to commodities, we see copper pulling back after yesterday's doji. This is basically an evening star pattern you'll see on the daily chart. It fell 1.65%. There is divergence there. With the doji, we got an evening star and a pullback today. Evening star type setup. Most of the ags were to the downside as well. If we move down to energy, crude oil actually bounced 0.5%. It's still down so far this week. And tonight, we got a massive build again in terms of the API data. This is 2 weeks in a row where we've got quite a big build, and so far crude is selling off a little bit in after hours. We'll see what comes out with the data tomorrow morning. Natural gas continues to tumble, fell 1.3%. This is something I'm watching for an oversold bounce. It has really come under pressure here, let's say over the last month and a half. Now, while nat gas has been going down, we have seen some stability in OIH and XLE recently with some bounces, but they're still below some key resistance areas, and I'll take a closer look at that below. Moving on to precious metals, gold roughly flat today. It's down so far this week. Silver bounced about 0.33%, still down slightly this week. Still holding on to their support areas, though, for now. Precious metal ETFs, GDX down 0.12%. But if you look, GDXJ was actually up 1.25% today. So again, I'm going to look at both of those below. For the week, GDXJ is roughly flat. GDX is down nearly 1.5%. They're still holding on to their 9-day EMAs for support. Finally, bonds, TLT, down 0.75% today, and so far 1% this week, as we're seeing yields come up a little bit. We had a lot of reaction following Chairwoman Yellen's testimony today. That sent the market to the upside, the general market, and we saw some selling occur in the precious metals. Again, that's one day. We'll continue to track and adjust accordingly. All right, let's move on to chart three, table three, I should say, economic table. For tomorrow being Wednesday the 15th, we've got CPI, Empire Manufacturing, retail sales, numerous other things coming out, including crude inventories. So you can glance at that. Quite a few economic reports tomorrow. Again, we're still having certain companies reporting. The mid-caps and smaller caps, if their year-end was December, they have a full 90 days to report. So continue to check on some of these earnings if you're trading mid or smaller caps. All right, sorry about that. I got a call. So here I am at chart four, daily view of the major indexes with their Bollinger Bands. Again, further upside probing again today. Remember, we were in a very tight range with respect to the Dow and the S&P for a period of time. We started to move to the upside later last week, and that has continued so far this week on Monday and Tuesday. My advice, continue to trail up your stops in accordance with your objectives, taking some profits along the way, if that fits your style. I want to point out the NDX. It has now been up 8 consecutive days. So if we look at the Qs or the NDX, 8 straight days to the upside. Same thing here on the NASDAQ. The Russell, which has been lagging somewhat, managed to post a little gain today. But this index has yet to get any type of substantial move to the upside. So for now, it's the small caps are lagging. Should we start to reverse, this might be the area that I look to hedge off of because of its relative weakness. Next, chart five moves us on to the S&P. This is a large view. Again, we were chopping in a range for a period of time, really like 60 days. We finally broke above the 2300 area last Thursday. Got a little follow through on Friday, which was constructive. And then on Monday, we gapped up, pushed up again. Today, we did do some downside probing early on, held support, and pushed back up. We're still well above even the 5 EMA here. Notice all the oscillators are quite overbought, but they're right now embedding above those areas. So with this type of action, again, continue to trail up your stops. I would say you want to take note of today's low. If you're more aggressive with your stop, you could look at 50% of today's range. If you want to be a little more liberal, you could look at the 9 or the 20 below. Next, let's move on to chart six. Here's another daily view. Again, you can see the recent coiling action. Very recent in late January, early February, formed a little ascending type triangle. We broke out to the upside. But if you go all the way back to December, we were range bound, and you'll see that on the intraday chart. Again, so we'll respect the trend, trail up our stops, and see where it takes us. Wouldn't be surprised to see some consolidation and or pullback along the way. Next, chart seven shows the daily pivots chart. We broke through the 2321 pivot, and we've now made it up to the next pivot, 2336. If we manage to clear this out, the next upside pivot doesn't come in until 2385, so there is a little room there. But one step at a time, and remember, these pivots are really ranges. So that's the midpoint. We got to allow for about 0.5%. So for now, trail up your stops, all the moving averages bullishly configured, and we're testing the 2336 pivot range. Next, Chart 8 shows the BPT Deluxe. No changes here. The ATR has now moved up to 2297, something to take note of. Again, Matt talked about the 60-period stochastics being above 80. This is a good indication of embedding. A strong move is embedded above 80. Next, chart 9 moves us on to the intraday view, 2-hour view. This really shows the range that was persistent between, let's say, early December and early February, roughly 2 months. We held on to the rising trend line on all pullbacks, and then we got an upside resolution here. We have some slight negative divergence on the RSI 5 with today's push, very slight. We got a little bit on the RSI 14, nothing on the MACD. Nothing too pronounced. At this stage, trim and trail. Next, chart 10 shows another 2-hour view. Again, you can see the ascending triangle type action. This is almost like a little cup and handle pattern. So if you look from late January to February, I see a cup and handle. That's a continuation pattern, and it resolved to the upside. That is really the correct term here for the pattern. Again, the moving averages have remained bullishly stacked for a period of time and no changes there. Next, chart 11 shows a 60-minute view. Remember, I had this rising channel. Within the rising channel, we got that cup and handle. We broke out of there and then managed to break above the upper channel, backtest that channel today, and then bounce off of it. So Matt talked about the potential to retest this channel area. We held that as support today and then moved higher. Now, on the 60-minute chart, we do have some negative divergence on the RSI as well as the MACD below. I haven't drawn it in, but I'm pointing it out here. Next, chart 12 shows a 30-minute view. One of the clues we watch for during an uptrend is symmetry. And you can see off the lows in late January, The largest pullbacks, I believe, were about 17, 18 points. And the most recent pullback was only, I believe, 9 points. And that occurred between yesterday's highs and today's lows. No break in symmetry. And from there, we recovered to make a higher high. So we'll keep an eye on that. You can see the little green dashes here for short-term symmetry. Next. Chart 13 shows a 15-minute view. Going back to the early part of February, February 3rd through the 8th, notice how tight of a range we were in. Roughly a 15-point range, and then we broke out of there last Thursday, continued Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Notice the moving averages on the 15-minute chart remain in a bullish configuration. Now, we've got some slight divergence, as I talked about on the 60-minute chart, a little bit on the 15-minute chart, but the MACD remains above its signal line here. So again, we've just seen small oscillations and a recovery push to new highs. Next, chart 14 shows a 5-minute view with the pivots. Even on the 5-minute chart, we're seeing bullish stacking on the moving averages. Today's late pullback, which was about 3 points or so, was followed by another push up to highs. The question here is, did we put in a little short-term double top with some divergence on the 5-minute chart? If so, the initial support below would be the primary pivot around 2332. Next. Chart 15, here's the Qs. I mentioned the Qs have been up 8 consecutive days. This is really something that I'm keeping an eye on. Very stretched here away from its 9 EMA. And if I'm looking for a hedge, I might look at the SQQ. So if you're trading the NASDAQ area, in particular the NASDAQ 100 Qs, take note that this is a little extended shorter term. Next, chart 16, the Russell. again, range-bound action for the better part of 2 months, and we've got a slight upside resolution, nothing meaningful as yet. And even today, the Russell was unable to take out yesterday's highs. So this area, the small caps, lagging somewhat, but it's still holding above support. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. Keep an eye on the bigger picture, the 60-period stochastics down here. For now, support is support until it's not. Next, chart 17, the VIX. With today's rally, we see a drift down again in the VIX, nowhere near the previous lows. We are down in an area where a lot of traders probably are looking at some insurance. So keep an eye on this in terms of any pickup in volatility readings. Next, chart 18, just showing the updated S&P with the Bollinger Bands, McClellan. Again, this still closed slightly above its upper Bollinger Band, so we didn't close back within, just following up from Matt's commentary last night. However, it's real close. Next, chart 19 moves us onto the bond market via TLT. See the pullback? It ran into this rising trend line that I drew about a week ago, a little over a week ago, actually. I remember doing this in the weekend newsletter. So we came down to that area, got a slight bounce off of it. But as you can see, bonds have been under a little pressure with the market rallying here, the general equity market. With that said, TLT is still holding on to its 50-day for now. 50-day moving average is support. Next, chart 20, HYG. We keep an eye on this as a risk barometer. High yield market still holding up above its 9. On to sectors. Let's begin with chart 21, XLF. We've been talking about the banks and the financials, range-bound action coiling. Got a little ascending triangle lift to the upside here over the past two sessions. Next, chart 22, BKX, really a nice tight pattern pushing to the upside. This is a nice trade setup. How far this goes remains to be seen. Honestly, the measured move on this isn't that big. Moving on to another sector, chart 23, the transports. Transports came down near its previous low, have rallied back up towards its previous double top. Now look, the transports today were unable to make a higher high. Inside day on the transport, still holding above support. The bullish view here would be a cup and handle, but is it ready to launch out of here with these overbought conditions? We shall see. I'm keeping an eye on the transports as one of my guides. Next, chart 24, the SOX. The SOX is laboring semis up here. Now again, they have had a tremendous rally, and they are diverging, as you can see on the MACD. We've got a look of a rising wedge type pattern, and the SOX is, I think it's right on its 9 EMA, basically on it. Starts losing here, the 20-day, which has been tested many times as your next support. That gives way. We go down to the 50. Again, for now, it's holding on to support, and we'll respect it until it loses that area. Next, chart 25, XLK, the broader technology area continues to push up, another higher high. Look at the RSI here, nearly at 90, the RSI 5. Again, trim and trail on the way up. Next, chart 26, IBB, I drew this coiling pattern last week. We're getting a slight upside resolution. Next, chart 27, XBI, similar to IBB. We got a breakout, back test, and a move higher. Been a nice little rally since the end of January in the biotechs. Next, chart 28, XLV. I remember talking about this a few weeks ago as one of the oversold sectors, and from there it has had a nice rally. So we've seen money rotate into the healthcare area over the past few weeks. With that said, it's now a little extended here short term. Next, chart 29, XLE. After putting in a hammer-like candlestick last week, it's managed to rally back up towards its, in the general vicinity of its 20-day moving average. Still unable to break through the downtrend line and the 50 overhead. So we had a divergent low and we're getting a bounce attempt here so far. This little hanging man candle today is something to monitor. That's not necessarily bullish after a five-day bounce. Next, chart 30, OIH. Here too, you can see the hammer-like candlestick marked a bottom last week, and we've got a rally up here to the 2050 area from an oversold condition. Next, chart 31 moves us on to crude oil. Again, crude oil is still range-bound. We've got a triangle pattern here, contracting trend lines, and prices chopping around these moving averages. Energy's building, and we're waiting to see for a clean resolution here. Next, chart 32, nat gas. While crude oil has been consolidating, we have seen a pretty good sell-off in natural gas. After peaking out in late December, we've seen, 30% or more drop here in natural gas. Probably about a 40% drop. Clearly, the warmer or mild weather across the country has weighed on this natural gas demand. So where are we now? We're at the 200-day moving average. We've got a smaller candlestick here. We're oversold. This may mark an opportunity for a bounce because we're extended away from the 9. So I would shift to your intraday charts. So let's do that by moving on to chart 33. Here's a 15-minute view of UNG. And at today's low, you see how we came down, made a lower low today. We had nice divergence and got a little tradable bounce off of there. So this is just looking at UNG. If you're going to be proficient in trading the commodities, you need to have the futures in mind as well. Next, chart 34, copper. Matt talked about the shooting star doji yesterday, and from there we got a pullback. Basically, this is a pseudo evening star type pattern. Again, the pop-up created a divergent high. That candle outside the upper Bollinger band was a warning that we could get some pullback today. And what did we do? We pulled back into the 9 EMA. Next, chart 35, DBA. Little bounce today. It's still below its 9 and 20, but above its 50. On to the U.S. dollar, chart 36. The dollar continues to bounce off that double bottom area and is now retraced back up to its 50-day moving average. The oscillators, if we look at the stochastic 14, has moved from oversold back up to overbought. RSI 5, after making a divergent low, has moved back up to overbought. So the question is, do we see a stall out around this area? It's also the upper Bollinger Band. So let's keep an eye on the dollar, and if this starts to weaken, how it may impact and play into gold and GDX. For now, the dollar is in a bounce, and we'll continue to monitor. Next, chart 37, gold. Gold is drifting down as the dollar has been bouncing, but so far the pullback has been fairly benign. These metals have held up pretty well considering the rally in the dollar. And we still see price clinging right around the 9 EMA. They get slightly below, and it's still above its 20. Just keep an eye on the MACD, which is nearing its signal line. Again, what I need to see is a decisive break of this 20 to get more bearish on gold. And by the way, the other thing I want to watch, and Matt's talked about this quite a bit, is the GDX-GLD ratio. That's something to watch. We want to see a decisive break of that to indicate a reversal type signal. Next, chart 38, silver continues to chop higher. It's got a wedge pattern. The only thing I don't like about this wedge to be overly bearish is there's really no pronounced divergence on any of the indicators. So again, this could be a leading diagonal and we resolve to the upside. I talked about that with ABX, and it did pop to the upside. So keep in mind that for me to see a real healthy, true rising wedge play out to the downside reverse, I like to see some divergence. Again, this could wedge up and create a little divergence. We'll respect price action first and foremost, but I'm pointing out the fact that there isn't really any divergence here as yet. Next, chart 39, GDX, sideways chop around the 9 EMA, still holding above it. It too is seeing its MACD test its signal line here. Next, chart 40, here is a GDX chart showing the GDX-GLD ratio. Again, we're pointing out that's something to monitor. Next, chart 41, here is a two-hour view. Got a rising trend line in place, symmetry. We've yet to see a break in symmetry. Next, chart 42, here's a 60-minute view with a pattern added. You can see a little pennant-type pattern. Someone would say, well, this could be a descending triangle. Yeah, it qualifies as both. We're watching for resolution here. So for now, we've put in a little double bottom. The question is that enough of a correction to start another move up? We shall see. Next, chart 43, GDXJ. GDXJ is exhibiting relative strength. It's still well above its 9 EMA, consolidating sideways. Nothing too bearish here as yet. All right, on to trade ideas. Chart 44, INFN. When we were having some of those technical difficulties last week, I put out one trade idea on Thursday night. It was INFN. Well, it just so happened to gap up massively on Friday. It was upgraded. For those who are nimble, you play the gap and ride it up, and look at that move. I missed that son of a gun. I saw it upgraded, okay, and missed the follow through. But I heard from a couple of people who played it, so kudos to you guys. Next, all these ideas were recently introduced by Matt over the weekend or on Monday. WFC financial, little upside resolution today. Next, chart 46. Western Alliance Bancorp broke out yesterday. Nice follow through today. Beautiful percentage gainer. Trim and trail on them move like that. Next, chart 47, NPTN. Nice basing setup. Matt put out, I believe, last week, and you can see the move to the upside here. Next, chart 48, another recent idea, CRPB. This is a pharmaceutical. There's a little falling wedge down here with divergence. It popped out, consolidated for a day around the 50, and popped up again. Nice, nice trading profit. So if you guys see, there's a little falling wedge into the lows here at 615. Next, chart 49, SQM, little follow through on this one from yesterday. Matt had an idea there, trim and trail. Next, chart 50, FLDM, really liked this setup. Unfortunately, it was kind of thin. I put it in an order and I only got 300 shares. Well, it was a heck of a setup. Nice percentage gainer today. Next, chart 51, GLW, after consolidating around its 9 and 20, popped out today for a trade. Next, chart 52, BBY, trying to lift to the upside here. Now we need to see follow through. This could be redrawn if we get a reversal back down. So trying to lift up. The retail area had a decent day today. But notice we're at the upper Bollinger Band and just slightly above the 50. We need to see follow through here to consider this valid. So if you've played this, trim and trail, tighten your stops. I would, instead of waiting for a break of this trend line, I'd look at that red candle that I teach in my tutorial and buy it there on 50% of that red candle and put a stop at yesterday's lows in this type of pattern. Next, chart 53, CTB. Wonderful basing pattern and a real nice two-day pop. Remember, this is a 60-minute view that Matt showed. So we got a break back test and a launch higher today. Next, chart 54, One of the short ideas got a trigger today. I actually played this HAS. I took small profits down around 97.60 something, but this is still vulnerable to come down further. Might put this back on, but a little reversion to mean thus far. All right, some new ideas. Chart 55, CLVS. So far, it's respecting its 20. The question is, can it build off of here and bounce again? This would be a little flag. If this loses the 20, then it's more bearish than bullish. We could get a drop down, retest the previous lows, potentially lower. So I'm watching this as a 20-day bounce play. I need to see further strength. Next, chart 56, KRNT coiling. This is an either or play. Next, chart 57, HCLP, a little cup and handle setup. Today it rallied up to its resistance area. Next, chart 58 in the healthcare area, medical systems, Varian. It's got a little double top here. Can it break through this area? We shall see. I'd like to see more volume. Next, chart 59, VRS. I had this as a trade idea a few months ago, and it's trying to form a little handle here of a cup and handle. The handle is not very deep, so we'll see. It tends to be a slower mover. Next, chart 60, APH. Here too, I've got a potential breakout play around 69 and a quarter. Now, if this fails here, we could have a double top reversal. So critical juncture here to watch. I view it more as a shorter term trade on a breakout attempt. Next, chart 61, HLX. I wish I'd have saw this earlier. I didn't see it until later on in the afternoon. I see a falling wedge, nice divergence on the RSI, and boy, what a pop-up. So this is a real nice wedge pop. Now, in the bigger picture, with this type of momentum, I'd be looking at a red to green move to see if I can get some continuation. Remember, we had that with the biotech one above where we had a little continuation and then a decent pop. So this is still attractive to me, as long as I can get a valid entry. I'd prefer to see a little pullback, red, green move instead of chasing it. All right, so I'm going to leave it there. Let's respect the trend, but be mindful of the field position we're at as of tonight. So we're a little extended. Have a wonderful evening.